Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty. Good morning, morning, morning. Today is the NCO, past interns, now employees. It's me, Taylor. I'm a junior accounting student at FIU, and
this is Gone. I just graduated from my master last year. We'll talk about desire.
Alrighty, so this chapter for this week will be desire. We're going to give you guys our snip synopsis or a little summary of from our situation. To me, the chapter of desire is the first part of, well, technically it is, but it's first and second. You have to get your mind fixed before you can truly attain what you want. This chapter talks about desire. It talks about finding that, focusing on that one thing that you want. And that one thing could lead to a myriad of other things, but until you have that one thing together, nothing will get done. You have to recognize and set yourself up to achieve something, but you have to have a burning desire for it. And that's a key word that's used throughout the book, that's used to help build other philosophies in the book. A burning desire is something that's all-consuming, something that can't be broken from plain negative thought, and that's something you have to work to build towards. The first chapter, because I think we spoke about it in former shows, that like everyone's desire is not monetary. So like when I first read the first chapter, book, it kind of turned me away from the book because my all desire is not monetary. It's emotional. So one thing that you have to keep in mind when you read this part of the chapter is everyone's desire is different, and the tools to get there are the same thing. So on page 28, he comes to kind of a mantra for a monetary desire. So it's like, first, you have to fix your mind to the exact amount. Second, determine exactly what you intend, to the trade-off. What do you give to get? Three is the definite date. Four is it a definite plan? And then five, write a clear, concise statement of that plan with all the details that you want for it. So, but when he writes it in the book, he puts the amount, how much money, da 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 da. But when I read it to you or how I read it, I took the money out of it. What do you want? How much do you want for it? What are you going to do to get it? So keep an open mind when you read the first chapter towards that everything about money can be changed to something else. It's more finding that burning desire within yourself to... Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. So the first chapter is on burning desire. Other details or other concepts that he gets into is being money conscious, to have plain desire, to convince yourself. And that goes along, and it kind of, like we said when we first started doing these, it's always former chapters to tie into the new one. So when he puts in here, if you do not see your greatest riches in your imagination, you will never see them in your bank balance, and that you have to believe in all of those concepts come from the introduction of mind power. You have to set your mind to what you are wanting to have, what you're burning to have.
So, chapter, we're talking about the chapter of desire, the starting point of all achievement, and also the first step toward the riches. So, basically, wishing will not bring riches. You have to have a profound burning desire. So basic desire will be also a state of mind, and you have to become an obsession. Then you have to plan your different ways and means to acquire riches.
Mm-hmm.
By following his six different practical steps that he explained through the books. Also, you have to understand that when you have a purpose in life, you really have to burn some bridges. It's not going to be easy, and burning one won't help you go further down, but you have to know
is it the fallback plan?
Yeah, the fallback plan.
Because you can try to get something, but you're always holding on to something else.
Yes, exactly. So you have to make the decision of being ready to stuck your entire life in order to make one step close to your purpose. And you can see in the beginning of the chapter, he explained, in the case of Mr. Barnes Edwin, he always considered himself partner of Mr. Edison from the very moment that he started working with him. But you understand also that he wanted to work with him, not for him. And because, like, his burning desire was there at first. He tried to do his best to reach to him. It was not easy. He didn't have no clue where he's going to be. He didn't know how he's going to get to him. But because he had that desire, like, that was, like, deep down into him, like, he did his best to reach his goal. So it's not easy. It's not something that you're going to – it's not gonna something that's going to happen overnight. But you have to burn, like, a lot of bridges. And burning one won't be enough. So in many cases, the turning point of those who succeed came at some personal crisis where they were introduced to their older selves.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the truth is the accumulation of riches is not left to chance, good fortune, or luck. It's basically a result of a long quest. Edison fell many times before he discovered the game sleeping within his mind.
Mm-hmm.
So the state of mind can only be obtained through persistence and also burning desire. And he gave us, like, the steps. The six steps
that I mentioned before.
The six steps that Taylor mentioned before, like, fix your mind, determine exactly what you intend to give in return, establish a definite date when you intend to process the money.
Mm-hmm.
Create a plan and begin at once. Write the points 1 to 4 as they encourage how possible, and read it like 5 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
If you can, do it in repetition. If you can, put it on your phone, record yourself, and listen to it in the morning and at night. So whenever you wake up, you know you have a goal. Whenever you go to sleep, you know you have a goal.
And it kind of helps with that one feeling of, like, you want something, but you don't know how. Like, this forces you to know how,
mm-hmm.
to describe and be clear with yourself before you want to do anything, so you don't feel like, I have a desire, but it's empty or it's boneless. Like, you create the body and soul to the desire, and then the steps later teach you how to put it in action.
Yeah, so that's the power of great dreams.
And then next chapter, we will be giving a little synopsis of faith. He ends off the desire chapter, leading to the faith, with this one line: faith is a state of mind which may be induced by auto-suggestion. So that is to be left with for the next chapter, faith. And thank you all for coming to our intern show.
No, Emperor Show.
Emperor Show.
We will be back next week. We talk about the faith chapter, the visualization in a term of desire,
mm-hmm.
the second step toward riches, and we're also going to give you a little snippet about the decisions chapter 2 at the end. So thank you so much for joining us for the show.
Have a great day.
Have a good Friday.